I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sailing away on the crest of a wave, it's like magic.
Welcome, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I am your host, and I'm here with my co-host, Dr. Dane Reiner. And today is going to be an incredible show. We have some awesome testimonies that we're going to share with you about people that are just healing with what we're doing in our clinic, but also with the information that we share over the air. And the reason that we have this show is to really transform the way that you view and manage your health by just changing how we view what we do with our health, but also the action steps that we take. And so we know that this show is, there's a lot of listeners that tune in, week out. And so my hope and prayer every show is that we're going to really just start to slowly change, transform what we're doing day in, day out, that's going to impact our health for tomorrow. We know that getting healthy, the principles of getting healthy are simple, but the application can be difficult in our culture. And so we know that in our culture right now, most people are sick and tired of being sick and tired. People are over-medicated. There's just a lot of unnecessary surgeries that are happening, and that we're being taught that if we do lose our health, it's because of our age or our genes. And so we're here to say that that's just not true. That is a lie that we've been taught in our culture, and that getting healthy is, although it may be difficult in our culture, that if we just apply the action steps that we teach you over the air, then you're going to get healthy, you're going to get well. And so the healing potential starts from within the body. And so we realize that throwing more meds, throwing more pills, potions, or lotions at it necessarily is not the answer. And so we got to look at the five essentials of health and healing. So the five essentials of health and healing that we talk about on the air and that we teach in our clinic and apply in our clinic is, essential number one is mindset. Do we have the right mindset when it comes to our body's ability to heal itself, that we are fearfully and wonderfully made, and that healing comes from within? And do we let stresses, external stresses, whether that's work, home, poor relationships, whatever it is, those negative stresses in our life impact us? Do we let that impact our healing capacity, our healing ability? And that's something we got to be careful of, because in our culture right now, even if you just watch the news day in, day out, there's a lot of negative news out there, and that can really impact our mindset. Essential number two is our nervous system, and this is the master control system of the body, that the brain sends signals down the spinal cord, branches off the nerve roots that go to every single cell, tissue, and organ in the body. And if our spine is healthy, then it will protect our spinal cord and nerves. But if our spine is damaged, it puts pressure on the nervous system, and therefore the brain can't fully communicate at 100% to the level that it needs to in order for our body to function at 100%. And then essential number three is nutrients. Are we fueling our body with the right minerals and nutrients that it needs to be able to heal at 100%? Number four is exercise. Are we moving our joints? Are we getting our heart rate up? Are we getting our lungs opened up, getting oxygen into the system? We encourage people to exercise not so that they look better, but just so that their organs function better and their hormones are more balanced. And then number five is minimize toxicity. We know in our culture right now, there's just this unprecedented level of high of toxicity that we're being exposed to, whether it's in the home or in the workplace or even just in our environment, that we have to really step back and say, okay, what can I limit when it comes to toxin exposure? But am I detoxing on a regular basis? And if you want more information on that, we can get that to you. If you have any questions that you want to text in or call in over today's show, you can call or text this number. I'm going to give it to you guys right now. It's 314-586-6100. 314-586-6100. Also, if you guys want to get the recipe of the week, the recipe of the week is our optimal energy bar recipe. This is awesome. You can actually make your own healthy energy bars at home. And so we can send this recipe to you. All that you got to do is text in right now saying that you want the energy bar recipe. So just say energy bar recipe and with your email address, and we will email you the Optimal Energy Bar recipe. The number to text right now with your email address is 314-586-6100. 314-586-6100.
Yeah, you know, guys, just going back to the five essentials and thinking about some of the important aspects of it is one thing I was thinking about this week was our nervous system and how much it controls every single action that we take in our bodies, all the chemical processes and things. And I was looking at my, you know, my little case study of my family, and always looking at my family and seeing what's going on with them. And my children, I had two boys, they're dealing with enuresis, which, if you don't know what that is, that's bedwetting. And we've been doing this for a while, and we've been trying different things, you know, detoxing, nutrition, making sure they're sleeping, making sure they're voiding at night, and things like that. So we've been doing that a lot lately. But the things that's been we've been seeing some results coming from is we're being more specific with trying to find exactly where their nervous system is being impinged or interfered upon. And we're seeing some really cool results. My six-year-old has been doing great, hasn't had any accidents in quite a while. So it makes me think, okay, since these things are happening within my own children, how many other kids or people are dealing with these issues? And we can bring it back to the nervous system and making sure that their nervous system is on point. And once it's on point, then how much more healing can they get?
Yeah, so that part of the nervous system that controls the bladder function, this is for adults and kids actually, is in, there's two areas, but one's in the top bone of the neck, and the top bone of the neck, that area control, it's the brainstem area, so it really controls everything we don't think about. There's a vagus nerve that comes out, that branches out of the brainstem, out of the top bone of the neck, and that goes to every single organ that we don't mentally control, but it's autonomically or automatically controlled by the brainstem, and that's going to affect every organ in the body, but specifically, like we said, the bladder area, but also the other areas in the sacrum, which is in the tailbone. And so a lot of times what happens with kids is if the birth process alone can affect the sacrum in a negative way, but also sports, falls, you know, all the crazy stuff we do as kids, but then also adults. So adults, their sacrum gets affected and impacted with a lot of sitting, with any types of traumas, with falls. But a lot of times with just a sedentary lifestyle, they're sitting on their butt all day. That's going to impact the nerves that branch off and go to the colon, the nerves that branch off and go to the bladder, really everything in that lower abdominal region. And so a lot of times people may have tailbone or lower back pain, or kids may have a delay in crawling or kind of a hitch in their walk, but we never correlate that to organ function. But actually what research shows is that biomechanics and symptoms in the sacrum area are also going to affect the function of the bladder and the colon. And so if a lot of times people that are listening to the show, like, they've never heard that connection. And so I wanted to pause there and say, it's not just for kids that have bladder issues. Sometimes women will have interstitial cystitis, or have never fully voiding the urine, and you know, especially after kids, it gets really out of control. And so that's just not normal. And I wanted to make sure you guys hear it's just not normal to be dealing with issues that, and it's a warning sign, right? It's a warning sign. And if you have bladder issues, if you have prostate issues, if you're a man, that's not just normal with age. It may be common in our culture, but it really is not normal. And so I think that's one of the things that I wanted to hit home on the segment, is that, like, there's things that people are just dealing with, kids, adults, whatever it is, they're just dealing with, and they just think it's okay. And people medicate for it, or they just ignore it, and nothing ever seems to get better. And actually with age, it's going to continue to get worse. And so Dr. Dane, like with your kids, I mean, if a lot of other parents would just, like, either medicate for it or ignore it and just pray it away, and nothing's ever going to be done about it. And so what have you seen, like, change the most? What do you think seen help them the most with the bladder issues?
Yeah, so one thing I read, like, early on was I was looking at some of the medical research, and what are they doing? What are the medical doctors doing? And one guy I saw, he was pretty good at what he did. He was trying to get the kids, he saw that they were constipated, and get them to void better and get rid of the waste.
Okay.
And he saw that they were very impacted, constipated. And so, okay, I said, all right, well, his method is give them Miralax and do that and for almost 6 months. And so I was like, no, we're not going to do that. That's just...
Well, and the reason is Miralax has been shown to... Miralax actually affects your brain chemistry. Research actually shows it. It's an actual direct effect of Miralax that is going to impact mood, it's going to impact energy levels, it's going to impact how your brain perceives the environment and how it outputs in the environment. So they've even come out and said that. So, yeah. Okay, continue.
Sorry. Yeah, so from that, it gave me an idea. Hey, why don't I look at the nervous system? Why don't I look at what it's affecting his actual gut, what it's affecting his intestines, and, you know, if he is constipated, okay, what can we turn on through getting him adjusted? And that process has led us to some great breakthroughs. And just getting to that area of subluxation or interference within his spine that deals with his intestines and that makes him void a lot easier and doesn't have those impactful, you know, constipated things. So to me, that says, okay, yes, in my child it's working, but also, like you said, adults, okay, if you're having those issues, Miralax isn't the answer, Tums is the answer, all those things aren't the answer. It's trying to get back to the nervous system and making sure that that's turned on.
Yeah, Activia isn't the answer. You know what I mean? I think that's one thing, like, yeah, Activia is better than a medication, don't get me wrong, but, like, we shouldn't have to rely on a food to go to the bathroom. You know, we shouldn't have to rely on a supplement even to go to the bathroom. Like, our body should want to get rid of waste, and we shouldn't be relying on a pill, potion, or lotion to try to get rid of that. And so you know, one of those testimonies that we had, his name's Lee had low back pain and constipation and knee pain, and he heard us on the radio and he goes, listen, like, I heard you on the radio, I have knee pain and I can't do yard work anymore, I can't do yard work because my knees get worse and then my low back pain keeps getting worse. And I go, Lee, what have you done for the last 30 years in your career? He goes, well, I just recently retired, and I've sat at my desk, computer work, for years. And I asked him, I go, so have you noticed any other issues, like, symptom-wise in your joints or organ-wise? He goes, yeah. He's like, well, for the last 15 years, I've dealt with constipation in a enlarged prostate. And he goes, do you think there's a correlation between my low back pain and prostate and constipation issues? And I go, well, look at this chart here. On the chart, you can see the nerves that branch off and go to the lower back are the same ones that branch off and go to the lower colon, and also the same nerves that branch off and go to your legs, your knees and your legs, and the same ones that go to your prostate. And so what do you think? He goes, well, it makes sense that it's all correlated. And he goes, but how are you going to help me? I go, well, let's get x-rays taken. So we did a full set of x-rays of his spine, and we saw damage in his lower back, disc space degeneration, bone spurring, which was causing the back pain, which was affecting the function of his organs, and it was also causing his knee pain. And so we started to get pressure off the nervous system by adjusting his spine through specific chiropractic care. And what's awesome is low back pain went away, his knee pain went away, his prostate numbers decreased by 50%, which is insane. And then he got rid of his constipation. And so really, Lee got his life back by figuring out that everything is correlated, everything's connected. And so it all started with him coming to the clinic and seeing what we can do to help him. Our clinic is called Health From Within Family Chiropractic. We are located at Manchester McKnight in Rock Hill, 314-586-6100. We'll be right back after the break.
It's a terrible thing to lose. It's a given thing. What a terrible thing to lose. Sailing away on the crest of a wave, it's like magic.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes, and I'm here with my co-host, Dr. Dane Reiner. We are local Maximize Living chiropractors here in the St. Louis region, giving you guys truth about health and healing over the airwaves. It has been an incredible show today. If you missed the first segment, we just downloaded a lot of information onto you. So we want to make sure that we back up a little bit and give you an opportunity to connect, learn about more who we are. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram. You can look up Health From Within Family Chiropractic or myself, Nick Barnes, and you can follow us. And we're always posting information about the latest health news, also recipes, upcoming events, and just a good way to stay connected with us, not outside of just listening to our radio show. And so go to our website, healthfromwithinstl.com, healthfromwithinstl.com. If you did want to get our recipe of the week, this recipe is awesome. It's our optimal energy bar recipe, and so you can actually make your own healthy, yes, that's right, healthy energy bar at home. And so all you gotta do to get this recipe is by texting in your email address. If you text in your email address, we will send you this recipe for the energy bar, okay? The number to text in with your email address right now is 314-586-6100. 314-586-6100. You know, on the first segment, we talked about how so many people in our culture just kind of assume the symptoms that they have are normal. They assume that it's just something they're going to have to deal with forever, and that as they get older, or as their family tree catches up with them per se, their genetics are gonna get the best of them. And so I'm here to encourage you guys that our body is fearfully and wonderfully made. Your body is fearfully and wonderfully made, and that every single cellular reaction, every single millisecond, is designed to work for you, not to work against you. And so regardless of how you may feel, your body is still trying to work at optimal potential for you. And so your body is designed to heal, desires to heal. Many times we get in the way, though. We interfere with the healing potential of the body, whether we know it or not. And so we talked about the five essentials on the first segment, and we will continue to talk about the five essentials because they're not just five good ideas. They're essential for your health. And so one is our mindset. Two is our spinal cord and our spine. Three is our nutrition. Four is exercise. And five is detoxing. And so those five essentials are not just good ideas, but we have to implement those. And there's never an arrival point when it comes to your health. There is always a process. There's always procedures. There's always the next level and the next steps. And so, Dr. Dane, I wanted you to kind of hit on that, like with your family, your personal health, and your wife and kids. Like, what have you found to be like the easiest things to implement just overall in your health to change your health? And what's been the most challenging or the difficult, just candidly, so that our listeners can hear that?
Yeah. So I have five kids, and a lot of the challenges is with food. So with food and trying to implement a proper diet, getting my kids eating the things that are good for them, but also making sure that the things that they eat aren't laden with, you know, pesticides, toxins, and things like that. And most of that stuff is tough, because the stuff that tastes good is laden and just covered in junk. And one of the biggest things that I've seen, you know, I used to be a teacher in my former profession, and I saw a lot of children come in sick and run down, and I was like, kids shouldn't be like this. This is not how kids should act. And so I just kind of took a step back, thought about it, and, you know, you talked about it earlier, is, you know, genetics is only, you know, 3-5% of what's going on with these kids. So if it's only 3-5%, what else is it? Well, it's what mom did. It's what grandma's done. It's what great grandma's done is always, you know, in their life, whether they either fed them the same kinds of things, they did the same kinds of things. And so in my family, we've kind of taken a step back. Okay, what are some things that we can need to change that we've been doing for generations? And a lot of it came down to, you know, foods, toxins, and things like that that we had to eliminate. The toxins is pretty tough at first. You know, got to find out what am I putting on my skin, what am I cooking with, and things like that. The other part is always, you know, with kids, is trying to get them to eat what they should be eating.
Right, and we were just talking about this in our office this week, that if you're a listener, either you or your kids or grandkids grew up on Sunny D. Yeah. Or Tang, right? Tang is going way back. But like, so my sister, God love her, was just trying to, you know, bring some juice over for my kids. And, you know, and Maddie, if you're listening, I love you. I know you're doing it out of the kindness of your heart. But even my own family, it's we forget to look at the ingredients sometimes, right? We just say, oh, Sunny D, we grew up on it. It can't be that bad, right? Yeah. Now, yeah, I'm going to call out Sunny D here, but I'm sure there's a lot of products that, whether the ingredients have changed over the last 20 years or not, I don't know. Many times the ingredients of some of these big name products were not near as bad as they are today. But over time, just with trying to cut costs, they've just put cheaper, crappier chemicals and ingredients in these foods. And so, you know, Sunny D, it says 100% vitamin C. So they're trying to sell you just on like, oh, this is good for you and your kid. And let's just face it, the taste actually is good some of the time. So I'm not knocking if you think the taste is good, but I'm just going to try to read some of these ingredients. And so water is the first ingredient, thank God. But the second ingredient is high fructose corn syrup. It's the second ingredient in Sunny D. So that's gross and nasty. And then they say like, okay, and we have 2% or less of each of the following, and then they go into the actual fruit juices. So like orange, tangerine, apple, lime, grapefruit. And so they tell you that we have less than 2% of this is the actual juice, right? Which is pretty scary. And then they have modified cornstarch, they have sucralose, which is a fake sugar, which is just nasty, sodium citrate, cellulose gum, which is just horrible for your gut, and then canola oil. They actually have canola oil in Sunny D. And so we got to step back and say, man, what are we giving our kids, right? And unfortunately, some lower income parts of our city or just our country are consuming things like Sunny D or soda or whatever it is. And it's just, it's an anti-nutrient. I mean, literally, it's making you sicker by drinking it. Like, you'd be better off drinking water. But as a parent, you think, well, I'm going to give my kids some juice. So Sunny D's cheaper, so let's just do that. And so it's actually harming you and kids and grandkids. You're just better off just drinking water. And so, you know, as I shared with my team at our clinic, I was like, it's funny because even in the ingredients in Sunny D, they try to justify why some of these ingredients are there. Like, this ingredient, although it's bad, is there to save the flavor, right? Or enhance the flavor. Or this ingredient, although it's bad, is there to preserve the coloring. And so we got to step back and say, man, this isn't right. And then it goes like yellow number 5, yellow number 6, like just stuff that's gonna is known to be a neurotoxin and hyperexcite our brain and cause ADHD and depression and anxiety in adults. Like, the kids are drinking this and to start their day. No, and then you take away a recess and you expect them to sit there and listen to you and learn math. It's just not going to work. And so although it started with Sunny D, I mean, think of how that ball starts rolling and then, oh, well, the kid doesn't pay attention or he acts out. Well, let's give him ADHD medication and still keep him the Sunny D, right? And so it's just like, well, maybe we just got to look at removing interferences, whether it's Sunny D or medication or whatever that may be, the spine, right? And let's see what that does before we just completely medicate and just say, well, that kid's broken, right? And I think, and that's for adults too. Like, before you say, well, I'm anxious or depressed, well, maybe we should look and see like what you're doing or not doing in your body first, and before we start to medicate anxiety and depression. We jump too soon and too often to medication, and we know that there's side effects from that, and there's bad effects, right? Not good side effects, but bad side effects. And so it's just crazy when we see, like, yeah, it's a challenge, like Dr. Dane was saying earlier, with our kids and food. But the first step is just being intentional, right? And understanding, like, hey, it's hard. It's not going to be easy. But if we don't do it, then we're going to fall into whatever the rest of the world's doing.
Yeah, and it's crazy, too, because they market to these kids constantly. Oh. Marketing on the cartoon shows or at Walmart, the first thing they see is this junk food, you know, cereal box with the cartoon on it, you know. There's constantly just marketing to them. Hey, mom. And they know parents are going to give in. It's tough. I know how it is.
Well, and we're the only countries in the world where you can actually market to the food industry can market to the kids. Like, no other country has, like, Chester the Cheetos, yeah, Frosted Flakes, the Tiger, mm-hmm. Right? Like, it's crazy, like, stuff that we grew up with that, like, is still, like, imprinted in my brain. They don't market to kids like that in other countries. And so I think we got to step back and say, man, what are we falling for, right? What are we falling for? Because at the end of the day, it's how you view things is why we make the decision sometimes on the front label, not the back label. And so I encourage you guys to start to look at the back label for your answers, not the front label for your answers. And so, yeah, I mean, even just like with medications, I was just reading this study. This is on Medical News Today from the Journal of American Medicine Association that said that these common drugs, the title was, these common drugs increase dementia risk. These common drugs increase dementia risk. And so it's a class of drugs, but specifically ones that jumped out to me was antidepressants, antipsychotic drugs, anti-Parkinson's drugs, bladder drugs, and epilepsy drugs show the highest risk of, if you're taking these for a period of time, highest risk of contributing to dementia on top of and everything else bad that they're doing in their body. So a damaged spine, negative thinking, horrible nutrition, lack of exercise, and toxicity. On top of all that, which they didn't do this study on, they said, well, some of these medications can increase the risk by up to 50%. And women were more at risk, right? So women that get an antipsychotic or an antidepressant medication, or let's say they have bladder issues, they're taking bladder medications, or the worst one is epilepsy medications. it's showing, the research is showing that it's increasing the risk by up to 50%. And so we can't ignore that anymore, right? And so I think it's just, we can't just take a pill for every ill. We got to step back and say, listen, there's a place for medication, but not for day in, day out use. And one of those people that came into our office who thought medication was the answer, her name was Jackie. You know, Jackie was a person that sat at a desk all day long. She worked for a major hospital here in St. Louis. And she was in the claims and billing department, so high stress, sitting a lot, dealing with people and not paying their bills. So you can imagine she had the computer posture, right? And we know what that computer posture looks like, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What does it look like? What's the classic computer posture?
Got your shoulders forward, got your head forward, eyes straining.
Yep. And for women, they start to develop that
hump.
The humpback of Notre Dame.
Not the good hump, not the my hump, but the bad hump.
That's right, yeah. It's not a good one. It's bad. And women know, like, oh, it's my shoulders are tight, tense. I feel like this huge hump is on my back. Like, listen, that's not genetic. I'm just going to say it. It's not genetic. It's not your mom's fault. It's not your sister's fault. It's not your grandma's fault. It's what's happened is your spine has been damaged for years, and now the muscles are trying to pull your head back over your shoulders. And because your muscles are having to always work, then they start to build up like that on your shoulders. And so a classic is computer posture, sitting a lot. We got to see what's causing that, because for Jackie, she goes, man, my shoulders hurt all the time. It's horrible. I have neck pain. I also have blood pressure issues and blood sugar issues. She heard us on the radio. She called in. We did a full exam of her spine and a full set of x-rays, and we saw degeneration in her lower neck. Her neck should have a 45-degree curve from the side, a C-shaped curve, and hers was at zero. She had lost 100% of the curvature in her neck. Her head was 3 inches forward. It was causing the hump on her back, but also causing the symptoms and pain that she had. And we started to take pressure off the spine with specific chiropractic care, and also spinal rehab. And what's amazing is this, Jackie's been under care now for 6 months, and she says, and we can tell, that her posture's getting better, her shoulder tightness is going down, her hump on her back is coming down, and also her blood pressure is going down too. So her MD, her medical doctor, took her off her blood pressure medications and reduced her diabetes medications by 50%, reduced them by 50% because her blood sugar is more balanced than it has been in years. And so Jackie, not only does she feel great, but her numbers look better. She's on less medication, and she has better posture when she's sitting at a desk. And so listen, Jackie's got her life back, but it all starts with her coming to our clinic, 314-586-6100. We'll be right back after the break.
It's a terrible thing to lose. It's a given thing. What a
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm here with my co-host, Dr. Dane Reiner. We are local doctors here in the St. Louis region, bringing you guys truth about health and healing over the airwaves. If you guys want to connect with us online, you can find me on Facebook, Instagram. Just look up Nick Barnes, and also Health From Within, Family Chiropractic. And also check us out on the website. We have a great website, great resources that you can utilize. And so the website is healthfromwithinstl.com. It's healthfromwithinstl.com. And if you wanted to get the recipe of the week, is our Optimal Energy Bar recipe. This is awesome. We absolutely love this in our family. It's hard to find a healthy energy bar. And so this is one you can make on your own. It's going to, one, not only going to be healthy, it's also going to save you money, which is great. And so if you want to get this energy bar recipe, all you have to do right now is text in to the following number with your email address, and we will email you the recipe. So the number to text in right now is 314-586-6100. It's 314-586-6100. You know, last segment we talked about just the level of dementia increasing, especially with certain drug usage. And so antidepressants, bladder medications, epileptic medications, antipsychotic medications, especially in women, have been showing to increase the risk of dementia by up to 50%, right? And so this is from the Journal of American Medicine Association. So we know that these medications out there are contributing to brain chemistry issues, right? We know that. And so when the research comes out, just to confirm that, then it kind of just says, oh, well, we thought that was coming. We knew that was coming. And so I'm not encouraging you guys to jump off your medication, but I am encouraging you to start to do a medication inventory list, right? Which hopefully my listeners and my patients have very little to no medication, or at least the goal is to reduce or remove the medication with the help of your doctor, right? But I think we got to step back and say, okay, what am I taking? How long have I been taking it? What's the dosage? What's it for? And how do I remove or reduce it with the help of my doctors, right? So we got to have this inventory list. And so there's a place for medications, don't get me wrong, but I believe chronic medication use is really a prescription, so you don't have to change anything, right? So you have to change something to get results, right? And change is not easy. I'm going to tell you that right now. But that's why we have this show, right? Is to really change the way that you view and manage your health. Transform. We have to transform the way you view and manage your health so you can reverse and prevent sickness, suffering, and disease. So that way you can live to your God-given potential. That's why we do what we do. That's why we get up in the morning. That's why we see thousands of people in our clinic, is that we want people to heal and experience abundance of healing at every single age. And we're not victim to our genetics, we're not victim to our culture, and we're not victim to our age. And unfortunately, what we're seeing now in our culture is that younger generations are sicker than older generations, right? For the first time in history, there's a trend occurring where my generation's children, Dr. Dane and Dr. Brian and myself's children, actually have a shorter life expectancy than their parents. Now, our kids don't, but their generation does. And so we got to step back and say, whoa, 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 whoa. For 3 years in a row, this trend has been occurring that our longevity in our country is actually going down. It's actually going down. So we're not lacking drugs. We're not lacking surgery. We're not lacking the best doctors in the world in our country. We're not lacking that. Even in our city, we have some of the best hospitals in the world in our own city. So we're not lacking an amazing sick care or crisis care model. We're lacking health and healing. And I think if we step back and say, well, if we had all the answers to health and healing, then our kids would be the healthiest on the planet. Unfortunately, they're just not, right? And so there's a study that came out just a couple weeks ago, right? That, mm-hmm. that I want Dr. Dane to like elaborate on and share with you guys, because it's absolutely insane what we're accepting as normal as a culture. And we got to wake up, man. We just have to wake up, take the blinders off, take the earmuffs off, and realize that we got to do something different because the kids are watching, right?
Yeah, so the title of this article is Horns Are Growing on Young People's Skulls. Phone use is to blame, research suggests. So in the article, it shows, you know, the x-rays of these bones. And I've heard this being talked about, you know, throughout the city. I've heard this talked about on other podcasts and other things. And some people are saying, oh, wow, it's cool. It's the adaptation of our human bodies is making it better. Nope, it's not making it better. That's not what's going on. Because these kids are on these devices, they're being sedentary, their bodies are adapting to that stress, their heads are down, and so their body says, okay, there's stress going on, and so I'm gonna build some bone, which is called Wolf's Law. When your bone is stressed, it'll build more bone. So whenever that's happening, that the ligament that goes to the back of the skull is being stressed and putting more pressure on that the skull, it's on your occiput. And then the bone is starting to grow, and it looks like a horn. It looks like, you know, a horn that's growing off the back of their heads. And they've said a lot of it's going back to what these kids are doing, being sedentary and looking down at their devices. And what's really crazy is the fact that there's not a lot of hoopla going on about it. There's not a whole lot of people saying, hey, what can we do to prevent this? There's not a lot of people saying, hey, who are good at getting these issues taken care of? Chiropractors. And so what is it that we need to do? What are the steps? Well, first of all, we got to do the same thing we have to do with nutrition, detoxing, things like that. We have to get to the cause of what's going on. Get these kids moving. Get these kids out of their devices and doing the things they're supposed to. Now, I'm not saying, right, there's times and opportunities where, you know, the kids have just got to be on there sometimes. You know, we got to get a break, right, parents? We got to get a break. But when they're on there for hours and hours, then this type of change, it's just crazy. It's a crazy change that you see on this x-ray of it, and it looks like an actual horn. And what it is a protuberance. You have called an external occipital protuberance on the back of your head. Everybody can feel that. It's a little bump back there when you feel it. Most of us have it. However, what that ligament that runs up to the skull and it's being pulled upon because the heads are being pulled down, it's actually making that bone longer. And that's not a good thing.
Yeah, no, that's what we call is, that is a form of degeneration and a form of arthritis. Have you ever heard of degenerative disc disease or cervical spine degeneration or neck degeneration or bone spurs, if you ever heard of that? That is essentially a bone spur in the back of the skull because it's adapting which is good and bad, which is adapting to a child's spine, especially teenagers are the worst. A child and teenager's spine with spinal damage, most likely from the birth process, compounded by life 10x times technology use. See, that's the problem. So what's happening is now they're looking down chronically. Very few kids are looking up on their iPhones or iPads, or teenagers aren't looking up, right? They have horrible posture, slumped forward, the head is going forward. They have computer posture before they even have a computer desk job, right? And what's happening is that tension on the base of the skull is so much that it's actually creating a bone spur on the back of the skull. I mean, that's insane, but no one's, this should be all over the news saying like, this is a crisis. This is not good. This is not good. And so it's something that was very, very, very rare. I've haven't seen it in a kid ever in the last 10 years of practice. And so unfortunately, from what the research is showing, we're going to start seeing more and more of that on the x-rays with high levels of technology use. And so we got to change something. And so listen, it's not about neck pain, guys. It's not about neck pain. It's not about tingling and numbness. It's not about allergies and asthma. It's not about any of that. It's about allowing our body to function and heal optimally at 100%. That's what it's about. That's what it's about, right? And so whether it's that study or whether it's for kids, whether it's for adults, listen, guys, we got to step back and say something's not right. Something's not right. And if we start to look and see, it's just one thing that's wrong. No, it's not just nutrition that's wrong. It's not just toxicity that's wrong. It's not just sleep patterns and technology are wrong. It's not just our spine is wrong. It's all five of the essentials. So what we fill our brain with, how does stress affect us mentally? It's our spine. It's our nutrition. It's our lack of movement. It's our lack of detoxing, or it's our toxicity components in our culture. And so one of those people that came in that just needed an overhaul of his health, his name is Joe. He was a mechanic. So imagine all the toxins he's exposed to every day. Imagine how he's bent over or underneath a car every single day. He came in because he had numbs and tingling so bad in his arms and hands to where he couldn't even hold his instruments and his tools anymore. He goes, it got so bad, Dr. Nick, where it's like I'm having to call off work and instruct people what to do because I can't actually do it with my hands because my hands are literally so numb and they've been like this for on and off for years, but now it's chronic. It's a crisis. It's not getting better. He goes, I thought it would go away, but over time it's actually gotten worse, which by the way, I want you guys to always remember that there's three things you can do with your health. One is you can do nothing about it. It's going to get worse. Two is you can medicate for it. It's going to get worse over time. Or three is you can actually figure out what's causing it. And so for Joe, we did a full exam. We did a full set of x-rays in the spine, specifically in his neck area. And we saw bone spurring in his neck. We saw disc degeneration in his lower neck. And he goes, no one ever told me it was coming from my neck. They've always just told me it's carpal tunnel. And so we started to adjust his neck. We started to take pressure off the nerves in his neck with chiropractic care. And his numbness and tingling had improved by 80% within 1 month. In 30 days, it improved by 80%. And so it all started with an x-ray in our clinic. Our clinic is called Health From Within Family Chiropractic. We are located in Rock Hill at the corner of Manchester and McKnight. Our website is healthfromwithinstl.com, 314-586-6100. We'll be right back after the break. Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm here with my co-host, Dr. Dane Reiner. And today's been an incredible show. We got people calling in and texting in from everywhere, trying to get information about our clinic, getting our recipe of the week, getting new patient appointments scheduled, which is incredible. And so if you did miss our opportunity to get the recipe of the week, I do want to get that into your hands. And so the recipe of the week is our optimal energy bar. So this is actually a recipe that you can utilize to make healthy energy bars at home. Not only is it going to help with your health, but it's going to help with finances. And so it's going to make it a lot more affordable to get something nutrient dense into your body, into your kids' bodies, grandkids' bodies, whatever it is. And so I want to get this recipe in your hands. The best way to do that is by simply texting in your email address. When you text in your email address, we will email you the optimal energy bar recipe. Okay. So the number to text in right now with your email address is 314-586-6100, 314-586-6100. We've had an amazing show of just testimonies about Joe, Jackie, Lee, everyone just getting healthy and healing. Sometimes it was quick to heal them. Sometimes it took time to heal. But at the end of the day, healing is a process, because if you've lifestyled your way into a sickness, symptom, or disease, the good news is you can lifestyle your way right out of it with the proper techniques and the proper procedures or protocols when it comes to the five essentials of what we teach in our clinic. And so number one is your mindset. Number two is the health of your spine and your nervous system. Number three is nutrition. Four is exercise and oxygen. And number five is minimized chemicals and detoxing. And so, you know, when we look and see our culture right now, we're convenient. We want to be convenient with our health. We want to be comfortable with our health, and we want to be cheap with our health. And at the end of the day, it's not going to lead to true health and healing. We want to get you a little uncomfortable, get you a little inconvenience on your own terms, and then understand that your health is an investment. It's the most important asset that you have. If you talk to any financial guy who's been in the business for a while, he goes, yep, I've seen people have an abundance of wealth, but they lost their health and they lost all of their wealth, right? And so your health is the number one asset that you have. If we start viewing our health as an asset, then we start looking at, we realize that sickness and disease is an expense, right? So health is an asset, sickness and disease is an expense. Two completely different categories. And so this show is designed to have you focus on health and healing, not only or just on sickness and disease.
What's really crazy is, you know, once you've lost that health, you start this downward spiral, and you lost your health, and then something else is lost in your life, and it just seems to snowball after that. And then you wake up, you find something that really can transform what's going on in your health, and then you can climb your way back up to the top of the mountain where you were in the first place. And so that's one of the key things in trying to get healthy and trying to stay healthy, is just find out what exactly that is that's keeping you and that's causing you to stumble, causing you to fall down the mountain, whether it's, you know, weight loss or high blood pressure or, you know, Tex neck or bones growing on the back of your head, whatever it is.
Yeah.
You got to find out what is the cause, what's contributing to this, and then start with those five essentials. Your mindset, okay? Change that mindset. Okay, I can be healthy. I can heal. I know that I'm fearfully and wonderfully made, and that I know that I have the potential to do better in my life. Then that's the best way to go about that.
Yeah, I think when we take a look and see like just how we view health in our culture, people just say, well, I want to feel good and I want to look good. I want to feel good. I want to look. I want to lose weight. Everyone says, I want to lose weight. I want to lose weight. I want to lose weight. Well, this is the thing, is that if you're striving towards health and healing by changing how you sleep, by changing your nervous system and your spine, by changing your nutrition, by changing your movement and toxin exposure, if you're moving in that direction, all the things that we want, meaning to feel good, meaning to look good, maybe to get off medications, maybe to sleep better, all those things, right? If we take the action steps and we're diligent with that, we're not looking for perfection, but we do want results and progress, right? And so if we keep moving in the right direction, what happens is all the things that we want start to occur, right? So we start to lose that extra 10 pounds, or our numbers start to look better on the blood work, or we have more energy again, or pain starts to go away, right? It's a process, right? And so I think we got to change our focus, that we can't just do things to lose weight, because that's usually temporary and short term. And so I was just looking at a you know, air quotes, research study from Medical News Today that said that one cup of coffee helps burn fat. And I know some people read that and they're like, oh, that's awesome. I drink like five cups of coffee, so I'm really burning fat. But the question is this. My question about that study is, okay, what kind of coffee was it? Was it a healthier version of coffee? What was put in the coffee? Which, by the way, nothing was put into the coffee. It was just black coffee, right? And is it one cup, or is it five cups of coffee, right? And so at the end of the day, like, I don't think coffee is a bad thing, but I think the addiction to coffee is a bad thing, right? Where if you don't have coffee, you have a headache. And so that's what when I read that, I kind of, oh, okay, don't sell me a bill of false goods here, that people don't hang your hat on, well, if I drink more coffee, I'm going to burn more fat. Because what ends up happening when you drink too much coffee, it throws you into a fight or flight state, a stressful state, and that can actually cause cortisol to increase, which then causes you to hold on to fat and not build muscle. And so that is not good at all, right? That's not good at all. And so what are some things you think, Dane, people are doing to their coffee that's making it worse?
Well, when people read that study and they're gonna, or their article, whatever, and they're going to say, awesome, I'm doing that. And then they go to the Starbucks, they get their coffee, they add their caramel, they add their whipped cream, they add their whatever it is, they put in there, which just builds upon the idea of building that snowball effect, like I talked earlier, where that's not going to help you. That's not going to build anything health wise. And so it's also the mindset of, oh, here's a quick fix, just like a pharmaceutical is. You know, we talk about medicine and how, you know, a lot of times it can be a good thing if we're chronically ill and we want to wean ourselves off of that. We know medicine works really well. It's really fast. And that's where our mindset has been for many years
right
now. And then people see this, oh, I can lose weight just like I can take my headache away or lose weight with a pill. I can do it with a cup of coffee because I'm already doing that. I'm already going to the Starbucks every day anyway. And so,
well, it's funny because when I was reading that article, I was actually drinking coffee. I was like, and like deep down inside, like it actually felt like good. I was like, oh.
Right on.
I'm justified for drinking this coffee, right? But I think it's the overexposure to coffee. Like, oh, I drink a pot a day. Like, that's not good, right? Putting milk in your coffee isn't a good thing. Dairy products are just, in our country, are just awful. So you're better to do coconut milk, almond milk, or just no milk at all. And putting Sweet and Low's, Splenda's, all that crap in there, syrups, like all this, you know, whipped cream, like that's not coffee anymore, by the way. That's like a dessert, so don't do that. You can sweeten this with stevia if you want, but I think even sometimes stevia as a sweetener can trick the body and start to throw some things out of whack. And so I think you got to be careful with that. So, you know, long story longer, I guess, is when we start to look and see, like when we start to justify our reasons for doing things based off of how we expect to look, which is, you know, losing weight, I think that's, it really goes us down this rabbit hole of like, I just want to lose weight. I just want to lose weight. I just want to lose weight. Oh, I'm addicted to sugar, or, oh, I just take a medication for that. It's really no big deal, or blank, blank, and blank. Right. And so I really want to make sure we start to view our goals for our health differently by looking at the things that are going to benefit us in the long run, you know, getting adjusted, taking your supplements, going to bed on time, getting up early, hydrating, not consuming an exorbitant amount of coffee because it's one study said you're going to burn fat because of it, right? But human nature is like I said earlier, like when I was reading that research article, I was like, I feel really proud that I'm drinking coffee right now, right? But like human nature is like, hey, we want that quick fix. Like, okay, I like to drink coffee and it's going to benefit me. That's a double whammy. I'm all in on that, right? And so that's just one example. But understand, as a culture, human nature is like, I don't want to work hard to change. I don't want you to take away my treat, right? Or I don't want you to take things away because I realize there's this level of deprivation that occurs. And that deprivation, my brain doesn't like the deprivation. And even sometimes your heart or soul doesn't like the deprivation. And so we want to do everything we can to, how do we make lifestyle, how do we make it your health and your changes and transformation an actual lifestyle? And you know how we do that is that every single person in my clinic, when it comes to our team, Dr. Dane, myself, Dr. Brian, his family, our families, our team and their families, they live this, right? And if they didn't live it, then they wouldn't be on my team. Does that make sense? Like I'm not gonna have someone be on my team saying like, hey, you should get adjusted. You should take some supplements. You should reduce sugar and then them not do it. Like that's just, it's just not gonna fly, right? So patients, if you're listening now, like we're not just talking the talk. We have to walk the walk with you, right? Because we know this, when we see people transform in front of us now going on 11 years in practice, like if I see people do what we say to do and we do that too, and we see amazing health results, why would I do anything different? Why would I do anything different? And the answer is rhetorically is you wouldn't, right? You wouldn't do anything different. And so one of those people that came into our clinic who just had a mindset, she was listening to our radio show for going on 2 years, I think she said. She called in a few months ago and she goes, Dr. Nick, I'm listening to your show for going on 2 years now. And yeah, it all sounds great. But really for me, I want to lose weight. And I don't know really why I'm at a chiropractor's office, but from what you say on the radio show, I trust you. I get it. But I just really want to lose weight. Now, I sat down with her. I went through her history and I was asking, her name's Katie. I go, Katie, you're in your mid-30s. You want to lose about 30 pounds. What else do you want to see change? Because that, obviously, I know you want to lose weight, but what else do you want to see change? I go, how's your energy level? She goes, well, I feel tired all the time. Okay, so that's a goal. Let's get you to have more energy. What are your sleep patterns like? She goes, I wake up about 3 to 5 times a night. Okay, that's horrible sleep patterns. Let's get you to sleep better. And then I looked at her posture and her shoulders rolled forward and she had the hump on the back and her neck was forward. And I go, how do your shoulders and neck feel? Are they just tight or are they tender? She goes, well, they're achy all the time, but I thought it's just because I'm heavy. I go, no, something's causing that. And more importantly, the nerves that come out of the lower neck and upper back, which are obviously being damaged, are affecting your thyroid function. There's no doubt in my mind. And so, Katie, we got to see what your spine looks like, because I think if we look at your spine, that's going to unlock the healing potential in your body. So you're going to start to sleep better, have more energy, and lose the weight. Well, guess what happened? We saw damage in her lower neck. We started to correct her spine with specific chiropractic adjustments, taking pressure off the nerves, and the body did what it's supposed to do, which is heal. Within 3 months, Katie had lost 25 pounds. Her sleep patterns were 90% better, and she had so much energy she didn't know what to do with it. Oh, and by the way, her posture changed too. Her spine changed, and she was a new person. She goes, Dr. Nick, I'm so glad I started with chiropractic and not some weight loss fad or some pill potion or lotion, but I actually got to the root cause of my problems. My thyroid numbers are better, and I'm a new person now. And so it all started with her coming to the clinic. Our clinic is called Health From Within Family Chiropractic. We're located in Rock Hill at the corner of Manchester and McKnight. Our website is healthfromwithinstl.com, 314-586-6100. Thanks so much for tuning in this week. Have a blessed week and tune in next time. It's a terrible thing to lose. It's a gift.